A materialistic person, thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for economic development. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. No one has ever achieved the results he desires from material activities. On the contrary, everyone has been frustrated again and again. Therefore, one must not waste his time in such material activities for sensual pleasure, either in this life or in the next. So, many nationalists, economists, and other ambitious persons have tried for happiness individually or collectively, but history proves that they have all been frustrated. In recent history, we have seen many political leaders work hard for individual and collective economic development, but they have all failed. This is the law of nature, as clearly explained in the next part. A materialistic person thinking himself very advanced in intelligence continually acts for economic development. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. It's very important verse. See, Prahlad Maharaj says, materialistic person. What do you mean by that, a materialistic person?
No devotee.
Yes. Person pursuing to get happiness in this material world by doing such works as economic development. You understand? Is a materialistic person. You understand? Who doesn't know anything about God's law. You understand? Is known as materialistic person. He thinks this material nature is everything. If I can rule over, a lot over this material nature and enjoy her, then he will be proved a very intelligent person. You understand? He thinks himself very intelligent, though he is not so. He is really a fool number one, isn't it? As Krishna chastised Arjuna first. You understand? In the beginning of second chapter. No. What is that verse? Do you know that? Asuchyam nanu suchatya. Pragyam badam ca bhasasi. Gatasum ratasum nanu suchanti pandita. You think yourself to be very pandit, a learned man, you Arjuna. That is the nature of materialistic person. You understand? Thinks himself very great, very learned, very intelligent. You understand? That Krishna says. Asuchyam nanu suchanti. Pragyambadam ca bhasasi. Pragyambad, very learned, very intelligent. But those who are really pandits, really learned, nanu suchanti pandit. Gatasana gatasana, nanu suchanti pandita. Those are really learned, they never lament for these things. You are lamenting that my kith and kin will die, isn't it? But real learned persons never lament for this. They never think of this. You understand? But you are lamenting and you are exposing yourself very learned, very intelligent. You are number one fool. Such foolish persons in this material world, you understand? They think themselves to be very learned, very intelligent, making economic development. Do you understand? So, as my Guru Maharaj has said, that Vedas said this thing. You understand? Everyone has been frustrated again and again. Vedas approved that thing. You understand? Yes. But again and again, as enunciated in Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. This will never do. This will never give you any good result. You understand? But you will find so many Vedic scholars are there. You understand? They also say that they are very great Vedic scholars. You understand? In Chaitanya Leela, you will find one case of Kasmi. Isn't it? Do you know the story? Case of Kashmir, this Vijay Pandit, a great Pandit, was boasting very much for his study, Shastric knowledge, you understand? And he was challenging all Vedic scholars in the world also, you understand? And was defeating them by his Shastric knowledge, you understand? All were afraid of him. All the learned pandits were all afraid of him. You understand? That is such a very great pandit. So if he goes to some area, then the pandits there are very afraid, very much afraid. So once he came to Nadia, you understand, there were many pandits, learned scholars, in Nadia at that time. Nadia was famous for it. So all the great pandits also were very apprehensive that such a great pandit had come, so he would defeat us, which would be a very, it is a great insult to us. So what to do? They thought of, all right, let us do one thing, we will send that pandit first to Nimai Pandit. You understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit in the beginning, he was a pandit. You understand? So, and he was a young man, let him first face him. If he would defeat Nimai Pandit, then we would get another chance. We will say, all right, oh, he's a mere boy. Oh, your great scholars are here. Please come and see. Well, another chance would be there. And also, if he would be defeated by Nimai Pandit, then that is also our glory. You see, a boy defeated you. What to speak of us? We are so great scholars are here. You are defeated by a mere boy. You understand? So in this thinking, they sent to Nimai Pandit. So Nimai Pandit, he is God Himself, Supreme Lord, is supreme in all respect. So nobody can defeat Him in any way. You understand? All the knowledge, the source of all the knowledge, Vedas, come from Him, the Supreme Lord. So Nimai Pandit was sitting by that time on the bank of the Ganges, assembled there. So his students were assembled there, surrounded by students. He was sitting there. So at that time, that Kesava Kashmir Pandit went there. Then he paid respect to Dandavat Pandit Mahasaya. All right, please take your seat. You are such a great Pandit. All right, so we want to hear something from you. Please say something, utter some verses glorifying Mother Ganges. So he thought himself very proud of the yes, Nimai Pandit is praising me. You understand? And he is naturally very popped up. You understand? And he had got the boon from Saraswati Devi. You understand? Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati. Do you know her?
Goddess of Learning.
Huh?
Goddess of Learning.
Goddess of Learning.
Learning.
Yes, Saraswati in this material world. Do you understand? The people, those who are especially the students, they worship Goddess Saraswati. To get boon from her, that they would be very, very proficient in their education, material education. And that Goddess Saraswati gives material education, not spiritual. So she is known as Jada Saraswati. Jada Saraswati. That means she gives material education. If she would give some, she would be pleased, or she would give some boon, then that person would be very proficient in material education, material knowledge, Jada Vidya. You understand? This is no knowledge at all. Jada Vidya jatko mayaro vaibhavo, tomaro bhajani badha. Moho jano maya anitya sansare jiva ku korai gadha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has sung like that. Do you know that song? Do you get that song? No? No, that song previous day I sang.
No, I think
the chair for whispers. No, but you ask me. Our country knows. You know, help you. You understand? So this is famous song, Bhakti Vinoda. Jada Vidya Jato Maya Ravaivava Tomara Bhajane Vada Moho Jano Maya Anitya Sansare Jiva Ku Karaye Gadha. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says this Jada Vidya, this material education, mental knowledge, is mayar vaibhava. It's my knowledge. Do you understand? It's maya's opulence. Do you understand? Mayar vaibhava. Tomaro bhajane badha. Oh Lord, if someone gets this education, Jada Vidya, so he cannot do your bhajan. This will obstruct. This education will make him very puffed up. So that person, he cannot do your bhajan. Tomaro bhajane badha. Moho jano maya anitya sansare jiva ku karaye gadha. This education, this Jada Vidya, material education or material knowledge, deludes a person. You understand? It gives rise to delusion, moho. Thereby the person is very much attached to this material world, anitya, which is temporary, and dukhalayam, and full of miseries. That person is too much attached to this material world. Bhojanamaya anitya sansara jiva ku karaye gadha. A man becomes an ass. You understand? He becomes an ass if he gets this education. That's true. Ass is an animal who has very, very low consciousness. He knows nothing except two things. You understand? What are those two things?
Feeling
his belly. Yes. And yes.
Enjoyment.
Yes. Yes. Feeling his belly. That means he works very hard for his master. You understand? For a bundle of grass. You understand? Only to get a bundle of grass to fill his belly and to run after the sea ass. You understand? To have some sexual enjoyment. And the sea ass was kicking him. Get out! Get out! Get out! But back legs still is running. You understand? Gardavi padatarito. Bhagavatam says, Gardavi padatarito. The Gardavi sea ass is kicking him. And that male ass is running after him. After sea ass is kicking. Hind legs. Still running. You understand? You understand? Such is this material education, result of this material education. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jiva ku korai gadha. The man becomes an ass. Yes, that's a fact. They are devoid of real education, the spiritual education. You understand? That's real education. And if some person gets this education, becomes very popular, very proud, thinks himself very great, very intelligent, very learned, very wise. That's a fact. That's Prahlad Maharaj said. You understand? But in Bhagavad Gita, in all Vedic scriptures, it is said, the person who gets the real knowledge, real education, this spiritual education for avidya, he becomes very humble. You understand? He becomes very humble. Vidyam dadati vinayam. This is stated in the Shastra. Vidyam dadati vinayam. Vinaya means humility, humbleness. If someone gets that education, that is Vedic education, a spiritual education, he becomes very humble. He is never popped up. You understand? But that case of Kashmir was very popped up. Very popped up, you see? Because he had never acquired any spiritual education. Then Nimai Pandit, who is Lord, he knows it. He wants to give him a very good defeat. You understand? And destroy his pride. So, that case of Kashmir, that Pandit uttered many verses glorifying Mother Ganges. You understand? Spontaneously, you understand? Extempore. All were very much astonished of such a great Pandit. Just opening his mouth, he was speaking, reciting so many verses. You understand? That is the boon of that mother goddess of speech, then Saraswati. You understand? But Nimai Pandit, the Lord himself, he knows. So, as soon as he finishes his utterance, then Nimai Pandit says, you Pandit Mahasaya, he quoted a verse out of that and just pointed out so many defects in that. He pointed out both some good points and bad ones, some good qualities and bad qualities, some defects and also some good qualities, alankar, we say. He pointed out. One by one he told, this is your defect, this defect, this defect, this defect. So he became very much ashamed, at the same time astonished. Nobody had pointed out defects up till now. He had defeated all the great scholars, Pandits, but now he is defeated by Nimai Pandit. So he became Morash. Vincent, very soft and Morash. Nimai Pandit, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could know it, then he said, oh, Pandit, not to be Morash. So he said, Vidyarabhya Janiyo Nishchoy Krishna Padapadme Jodi Chitavitaro. teaches the Pandit. সেই সে বিদ্যার ফল জানু নিশ্চয় কৃষ্ণ পাদ পদ্মে যদি চিত ভিতর আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস নো দ্যাট ইজ দি রেজাল্ট অফ রিয়েল এডুকেশন হ্যাঁ হোয়াট ইজ দি রেজাল্ট ইফ ইয়োর মাইন্ড উইল বি ফিক্সড অ্যাট দি লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ হ্যাঁ সেই সে বিদ্যার ফল জানিও নিশ্চয় কৃষ্ণ পাদ পদ্মে যদি চিত ভিতর the one who has fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, he is really vidwan, he is really learned. He is not so popped up as you are. Understand? Yes, that's a very good description is given in Chaitanya Bhagavata. You understand? So that Pandit became very morash, very sorry. Then Nimai Pandit all right. Now it is night. You go back to your residence, take rest. Next morning we'll again meet. You understand? So that night the Pandit could not sleep. Oh, such great insult. For the first time I had been defeated. He had been defeated. So Mother Saraswati came at night in the dream, you understand, and told him, oh Pandit, don't be aggrieved. The person from whom you got defeat is my husband. You understand? Is my husband. So, it is a blessing on your part. Next morning, early in the morning, you go to him and surrender at his lotus feet. Get his blessing. This is my boon to you. You understand? So he did like that. You understand? This is story in Chaitanya Bhagavata. This jada vidya, this material education, how makes a person to pop up? You understand? One should not acquire such education. Real education, para vidya, or spiritual education must be acquired. You understand? Vidyam tadati vinaya. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavyastini sunicheiva sopaketa pandita samadarshina. That Gita also says. One who is real pandit and was really acquired this paravidya, you understand, spiritual knowledge, education, is by nature very humble, vinaya sampanna. Is never popped up. And he sees an elephant, he sees a dog, he sees a brahman, he sees a chandal, dog eater, gobi, a cow, but he sees them equally. That means he never sees their outward body, he sees how Paramatma is inside, all living entity. You understand? That is the real, that is the result of this paravidya. You understand? Spiritual education. You understand? And by nature he is very submissive. He is never popped up. This is all said. Therefore, here Prahlad Maharaj says, as enunciated in Vedas, it is enunciated in Vedas, about spiritual education and material education. The one who has got this material education, that means a materialistic person is very frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. The so-called Vedic scholars, I was telling that thing, so-called Vedic scholars, like case of Kashmir, they say they beat their own drums, you understand, that we are great pandits, Vedic scholars, pandits. We are researching. We are performing research work in Vedas. You understand? Ved Goveshana. You understand? Ved Goveshana. The Arya Samaj, you have to know that Arya Samaj. Dayananda Saraswati's followers, they are known as Arya Samaj. They are beating their drums. Oh, we are Vedic scholars. We are performing this basic resource work. You come and learn from us. This is, but they don't know Krishna. Then say, they say, oh, where is it? Show me. This is Veda book. Show me where Krishna is written. Is there Krishna in the Veda? No. No Krishna in Veda. They open the pages of Veda and show me where is Krishna here. You see. So they are, they boast themselves, they are very proud, they are very scholars, but they don't know Krishna. You see. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, sarvecha vedi ahangeva vedya. Veda comes from Krishna. Veda comes from the breathing of Krishna, nisosita vani. You understand? From breathing of Krishna, Vedas come. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, sarvecha vedi ahangeva vedya. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. That means, in all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. That means, it is about Krishna. But so-called Vedic scholars say, where is Krishna? Show me, where is Krishna? Thus, opening the pages, of turning over the pages of Veda, they say, so, do you understand? They don't know Krishna, you see. They cannot find Krishna. How is he there in Vedas? And they boast themselves, and they also beat their own drums that we are great scholars, Vedic scholars, you see. What is the benefit? So, as this Prahlad Maharaj says, as enunciated in Vedas, is frustrated by material activities either in this life or the next. Really, these persons will be frustrated because they don't get Krishna in Vedas, though they are Vedic scholars. In Srimad Bhagavatam, here in 7th canto, also in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says the same thing. If someone declares himself or thinks himself to be a learned Vedic scholar, but he cannot get Krishna, you understand? Endeavor is useless. Dhruthastavam. You understand? And he gets misery. He becomes a miserable person. He suffers from so many misery. You understand? That's what Bhagavan says. Gang dugdha dohaṁ asantīncha bhārjaṁ deham parādhinaṁ asatpradāṁcha bītam potirthikruta mangala bācaṁ hīnaṁ maya rakṣati dukkha dukkhi. You understand? This was 11th canto, 11th chapter, text 19, says this thing. You know this verse. Gang dugdha dohaṁ asantīncha bhārjaṁ deham parādhinaṁ asatpradāṁcha bītaṁ kodirthikrūta mangala bācaṁ hīnaṁ maya rakṣati dukkha dukkhi. Verse says, you have a cow, but she never gives milk. Do you understand? And you have a wife, but she is unchaste, not just wife, unchaste wife. You understand, Prahlad? You have a wife. Those were grosses here. The wife should be chaste one. If someone has unchaste wife, so his life will be very, very miserable. You understand? He said that thing. Unchaste wife, and this body is not independent, this is dependent body, this mortal body, isn't it? And you have a son, the son is not obedient, a disobedient son. You understand? Very proud, very puffed up, never disciplined. So touches on, if someone has. And you have some wealth, and you have given to such a person who is not worthy of getting it, unworthy person. Do you understand? These will, all these things will give you a great deal of misery. Do you understand? These are the cause of misery. Similarly, the Vedic Pandit, who does this Vedic study or Vedic research, giving up Krishna, without Krishna, you understand, is also gets misery, is a miserable person, you understand. He becomes very, very miserable, bada dukhi, he says, you understand. This is the verses. If you can get Krishna from Vedic study, then that is, that study, that Veda, will give you all pleasure instead of misery. And the so-called Vedvadis in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has also said about them. Puspitam vacha. Vedvadis. In the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Prabhadanti Manishina, yes, is referring to that Vedvadi. So Vedvadi man ko hi lakhya kari ki paita. Do you understand? That Krishna has already said. Krishna knows them very well. You understand? They, Puspitam Bhata, Krishna says, flowery language, very nice language. They will speak on. You understand? And prove themselves and boast themselves, or with their own drums, we are so great Vedic scholars. And that gentleman, Kamini Babu, that gentleman, he was telling me that day, he met one, the Hariharananda Giri, great yogi. Also, he thinks himself to be a Vedic learned scholar. He says, when the dog barks, he says Krishna. When cuckoo coos, he says Krishna. Everything he says. How can Kaile? Kaile. So that means all say Krishna. The dog barks, says Krishna. And cuckoo coos, he says Krishna. How is it? And where it is? Is it in Vedas? Great yogi. He teaches Kriya Yoga. And he also travels throughout the world. He goes to the Western world also. He had some students also, followers. And he'll find his ashram there in Puri, is known as Kadar Ashram. Do you understand? Such persons are there. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada Maharaj says about them. You understand? Anumanta. You understand? I am the sanctioning authority. I am the upadrashta, I am overseer. Anumanta, upadrashta, bhorta, I am the maintainer, I am bhokta, I am the enjoyer. And sarvaloka mahesha. I am the lord of the all planetary, both spiritual and material planet. You understand? He says. He is this ultimate sanctioning authority. Daivam eva atra panchama. And elsewhere in Gita it is also stated. You may be a very expert worker. No hurry. You have nice instruments to work. Isn't it? That is the verse there in 18th chapter. Adhishtanam tatha korta. Karanam cha prithak vidha. Pruthak vidha. Vidhani pruthak chastha daivam eva atra panchama. That verse is there. Do you know that verse? Gopikanta? Pandit. Gopikanta is a Pandit. Don't you know this verse in 18th chapter, Bhagavad Gita? You see Bhagavad Gita. He has Gita there. Yes. Yes. Five factors are there, he says. Five factors are there. But last one is Daiva, Krishna. You understand? You are expert worker? You understand? Very expert? Karta? Then your instruments are very nice. Instruments, very good instruments you are. Your field of activity is also very good. You understand? And you have planned many projects. You understand? These four. Then fifth one is Daiva. You have all these good things. But unless Daiva, Supreme Lord, never sanction, what will happen? It will all futile. Isn't it? Instead of all these things, an expert worker, nice instruments, very good field of activity, you understand? Very nice projects. You have planned very nicely. That all fails. Unless Daiva of the Supreme Lord sanctions it, what will you do? Daivam eva tapuncham. You understand? But so-called economists and so-called nationalists, leaving Krishna, they are doing all these things, thinking themselves very wise, very intelligent, very great. But they are frustrated again and again. Isn't it? They don't know that ultimate authority is Krishna. Yes, because they prove themselves to be very great persons, expert persons, great leaders. So, give us vote. Time and follow us. So many instances there in past history, in present history also. So, and they think themselves to be very, very intelligent, very wise, very learned. Really, they are intelligent, wise, and learned. The full number one. So, if you are making good plans and projects, make good plans and projects for Krishna, for spreading Krishna consciousness. That will be better. Krishna will sanction, you will come out successful. Krishna will give you success. That is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Jatra Jogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanudara, Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Do you know that verse?
Yes.
Can you say in English?
This is Sanjaya said.
Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra. Yes.
Where is Krishna and Arjuna? Everything there,
Yes. Jatra Jogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanudara, Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruva Niti Matir Mama. This is my opinion. Sanjaya said, where there is Krishna and his dear devotee Arjuna, a great archer, Dhanudhara Krishna, you understand? There is everything, because Krishna is everything. Jatra Jogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Sri. Sri means the beauty of Sri also, the goddess of Hatyun, Lakshmi Devi. She is there. You understand? All wealth will go there, not to your side. You understand? Lakshmi Devi now leaves your son, Duryodhana. You understand? Now goes to Arjuna, to Pandava's side. You understand? Tatra Sri Vijaya, then they will come out successful, not your sons. Tatra Sri Vijaya. Tatra Sri Vijaya. Bhuti. Bhuti means all opulence is there. You understand? Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruvaniti, all good qualities, morality, everything is there. Not on the other side. Everything is there, but there is Krishna. Is there. So, so-called Vedic scholars, avoiding Krishna, their Vedic study is bereft of Krishna. Forget misery, dukkham, dukkham. They are boasting themselves, beating their own drum, but very miserable life they are living. What is the meaning of this Vedic study? No, man. Because sarvecha vedi yonga eva vedya. Krishna says, in all Vedas I am to be known. But they don't know Krishna. They say, where is Krishna in Veda? No. Swami, where is Krishna in Veda? They can't get Krishna. But they are studying Veda. You see. They cannot find Krishna.
It's possible that a bhakta who is in a Vedan, one of his schoolmates, and engage himself, divorce himself, can become popular for Vedic learning, Shastra.
No. He'll never be popular. He's very humble. Tumhanta bhi suni chino. Mahaprabhu sikya. Tumhanta bhi suni chino. He thinks himself more insignificant than a straw lying on the road. Street, do you understand? Then he's never popular. As Kaviraj Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, said, he's such a great pandit, scholar, great devotee, Mahabhagavata, more than Mahabhagavata, Paramahansa, you understand? But he says, Purishara kito huite amise lobhishto, jagai madai huite amise papishto. Mor nam jailo tar hoy punyo. He says, do you know this? Yes? What? Say?
Don't answer my name.
Yes. If you'll utter my name,
all your five activities will be
finished. Destroyed. All your pious, result of your all pious activities will be destroyed. Again? Purishara kito hite amise lobhishto. I am lower than a worm in this tool. Not a worm in this, I am lower than that. Purishara kito hite amise lobhishto. Jogai madhai hoite amise papishto. I am a more sinful person than jogai and madhai. He says like that. You understand? Purishara kito hite amise lobhishto. Jogai madhai hoite amise papishto. More naam jai loe tar hoi punyam. Someone utters my name, all the results of his pious activity will be finished, destroyed. More naam jai sune tar paap hoi. If someone hears my name, he will commit sin. You see how he says? It's so humble. Then say, never popped up. No pride at all. But so-called Vedic scholars, like Keshav Kasmi, they are so popular. Proud.
Krishna Brahma sometimes, in many instances, the devotee of the scholar become of the bloody because what the cause of pride sometimes. Also they are in devotion, they engage in devotion, but some pride go, some pride.
I was telling yesterday evening about Bhagavan Maharaj, how he became so proud and what is the result, he fell down. If someone develops pride in that, I know very much. I am a great bhakta. I am a great Vaishnava. Do you understand? Soon he'll fall down. I am a great guru. I have so many followers. I have very great zone. I am controlling. I am monarch. Like that. they'll soon fall down. You understand? Krishna will never tolerate this thing. Mahaprabhu will never tolerate this thing. You understand?
If they are with Krishna always, because they are somehow they in devotional service.
By performing devotional service, they take pride. You understand me? That will cause their downfall. Rather, they may say, oh, I am so wicked person, such a sinful person, such an ignorant fool. You understand? I cannot do any service, any devotional service. I cannot do. I am not at all a Vaishnava also. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a song. হইব নিরয়গামী, আমি যে বৈষ্ণব এই বুদ্ধি হইলে হইব নিরয়গামী, ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর রাইটস, আই এম এ বৈষ্ণব, ইফ দিস সর্ট অফ থট উইল রাইজ ইন মি, দিস সর্ট অফ ইন্টেলিজেন্স উইল রাইজ ইন মি, আই উইল গো টু হেল, আই উইল গো টু হেল, ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর. So you take the example of that Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Such a great person, Mahatma. What he says. Then where is the question of pride? If someone by dint, by doing, by performing devotional service and becomes proud, then stand. Soon he will fall down, definitely. And the history has proved so. Past history and recent history also. You understand? No, don't be proud. Rather lament that I cannot serve Krishna, I cannot serve my Guru, I cannot serve the Vaishnavas. I am such a sinful person. Such an unqualified person. I cannot do anything. You understand? This is required. Don't be bothered. No worry. You understand, Prahlad? That will cause the downfall, definitely.
How? What should one do? Should one do to become that, realize that things that really I'm not qualified.
Yes.
Some may say artificial way. How to?
That won't do artificial way, won't do. Really. Truly. Actually, one should say like that. Not artificial. That Krishna knows. Why is saying artificial? And thereby, he wants to be praised by others. No, no, Maharaj, you are such a great person. Yes? Yes. Yes. Other people may think like that, but he himself should not think like that or say like that. Let others say, what is that?
Somebody told me that in Vrindavan, in one seminar, the devotees were asked to say what they thought about themselves, how realized they were. And some of them say, oh, I'm the most fallen.
Yes. Really, I am a fellow. Yes, I am saying really, truthfully, not sentimentally. Yes, I am saying. Actual fact, I am a fellow.
Like a
yes. You understand? I am saying what I am, yes. As Prahlad asked, Maharaj, are you Uttamadika? No, no. More than a Kanishtha, lower than a Kanishtha. But I am not at all Uttam. Don't tell me as Uttam, say me as Uttam. I am lower than a Kanishtha Adhikari. I am not yet attained the stage of Kanishtha Adhikari also. But to speak of Uttam.
So is there a, unless one realizes himself, it's not a question to understand the qualities of Vaishnavas.
Mm.
It seems like to feel really all these qualities fallen, most fallen, this is a mercy required.
Huh?
Mercy, it's a special mercy to realize that.
Mercy?
Really, yes.
Yes. What is that, I would say?
How can one realize the things really that I'm fallen, I'm no qualification?
Yes. That's
because it's material world, everybody is a little bit proud.
Everybody is proud, a materialistic person naturally proud. We are not materialistic persons. We believe in the Lord. We are spiritualists. But I cannot make any tangible advancement in this path. I am trying, but I am so foolish, I cannot do. So unqualified person, I cannot make any advancement. You understand? I am not a materialist. Yes?
In the letter Srila Prabhupada explains six states of surrender.
Huh.
The last one being remain meek and humble.
Huh.
So if someone becomes qualified in their devotional service, that they're doing so much service, how to remain meek and humble and not become overwhelmed by pride?
Huh?
How to stay humble?
Why not humble?
No, how to stay humble? Someone who is performing devotional service.
Yes.
How to stay humble?
Attitude must be humble. That's the question of attitude. You understand? So he is doing a lot. But by attitude, by nature, he is humble. You understand? Yes. That is Vaishnava quality. Who is really Vaishnava, he is very humble. You understand? A Vaishnava can do wonderful activities. Because he is intimate to Krishna. Krishna does only wonderful activities. And it your devotee can do. You understand? But devotee never thinks that I am doing. I am doing anything. Devotee never thinks that. You understand? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, ভলমন্দ নাই জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রবল ডু নো দ্যাট সং ইউ শুড নো হোয়াট সর্ট অফ মিউজিশিয়ান সিঙ্গার ইউ আর ভলমন্দ নাই জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রবল ইউ লর্ড আই ডোন্ট নো whether I'm doing good or bad I don't know. Oh Lord, I don't know whether I am doing good or bad. I only just serving. Seva matra kori. I am serving under, as my spiritual master has said. I am just doing that. I don't know whether it is good or whether it is bad. I am just serving. In your world, Kumar Sansare Ami Bhisa Kori. I am a watchman only. Dorwala. I am just watching your properties, what you have given. You understand from that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written from. Then it's so humble. This is a symptom of humbleness, humility. You understand that?
How to acquire this quality?
You become a pure pakka devotee, it will automatically acquire. One need not endeavor for it. Automatically it will come. Just become a 100% obedient to your guru. Follow his instructions and engage yourself every moment in his service. Then stand. Automatically all these qualities will develop. Jasya asti bhaktir bhagavatyam jintana. That verse is there. Sarve yugunishtatras maasati sura. Harava bhaktasya kutamad guna manaratina asti dhavata bhai. This verse is there. Automatically. Sarva mahaguna gana vaishnava sarire krishna bhakte krishna kura sagali sansa. Chaitanya tanpa. All good qualities in Krishna will be automatically will manifest in the body of such a devotee, Vaishnava. You understand? Krishna is always fresh and young, isn't it? Nityam navajauvanuncha. Krishna never grows old. He's always fresh, young man. And he is devoted, though he is old, he looks young. You have not seen my Guru Maharaj, have you seen? You have not seen my Guru. Such an old man, above 80 like that, looks so young, bigger. When you are speaking Krishna Katha, like bullet, speaking like bullet, such a great hero, you see? But an old man, how is it? This proves, like a young man, youth, fresh young man, you see. I have seen, you have not seen, but I have seen.
You see that again?
I am an old man, 60 years old body.
Not looks
good. Not looks good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, you are so old, very, very old. His eyelids are like that. So people are just opening her eyelids like that. You understand? Then he could see. Such old, that means a fag end of his life. He was saying, oh, I am thinking, I'll ride on a horse and travel throughout the world and preach. See? You see? How is it?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. You see? Swami Buddha asked me, Papa, Buddha. He understands things. Very intelligent.